Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and happy Friday. I am a little late today, but hello, happy weekend, happy Friday, whenever you are getting around to listening to this. So I am a little late today because I just got home from recording at Vox Media this morning. I was there for about an hour and a half, and I just got back in. I'm sweating, and the light in my apartment, if you're watching this on YouTube, is just in such a weird angle now. I think because, you know, the winter, the sun, the earth, the way she's rotating or whatever, it is just like on my legs, and I am on fire. It is freaking hot as hell. Whew, so I'm a little sweaty, but I'm here. So I just got back from recording a guest spot on an episode of a new podcast that Vox is launching, and I believe it's going to be coming out by the end of the month. And so when that happens, I will be sharing it here. I will tweet it out. I will Instagram it out. I don't know where it's going to be. I'm assuming probably on Apple Podcasts, but yeah, it was really cool. And it's about GIFs and technology, and it was a much more high concept conversation about technology and apps and copyright and creators. And it was just really cool to, I don't know. I mean, I felt like, because I mean, there's been throughout the years a lot of people who have not taken me seriously. And I even have examples of people who've mocked me and made fun of me and been like, oh, you make GIFs and like blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Or I've gone to interviews and people are like, oh, cool. Like, they just don't take me seriously at all. And that's been a theme throughout. I mean, even in college, when I was in graphic design school, or not graphic design school, but when I was majoring in graphic design in college, there were certain professors who didn't take me seriously because I liked pop music and because I wanted to design for entertainment purposes and whatever. So I'm kind of at this point now where I don't give a shit. And so it was cool to sit down with someone who respected me and actually appreciated stuff that I've contributed to the internet culture and have this high concept conversation, but also still reference lowbrow things like vines and GIFs and memes and housewives. You know what I'm saying? So it was really cool. I thought it was fun. I had a really good time. I felt super comfortable, and I'm excited for it to come out, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it, because it's kind of a different side of the things I chat about. And I also, there was one point where I definitely took ownership of like my role in internet culture, and I've never really done that before. I've always kind of downplayed it. And I felt like I owned it. You wanna own it, as Lisa Rinna would say. And it was cool. And you guys know, I've talked about here, you know, my voice and podcasting and being insecure about it and blah, blah, blah. I feel like I'm getting so much more comfortable with it now. And not only that, but being comfortable in the hands of other people editing it. So like there's another editor, like it's their team's handling it. And normally I would be panicking and be like, oh my God, what did I say? Did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? Did I sound obnoxious? Did I say like too many times? You know, all those things that you psych yourself up about. And I don't know, I just left feeling good and excited. And I don't know, it's part of the journey here. So I thought I would share that. And speaking of podcast stuff, I also want to share with you guys that in 2 weeks of me starting this weekend chat, so I've been doing it on YouTube for over a year, and then when I moved it over into podcast form, within 2 weeks of me doing that, I got two separate shows reaching out for me to be a guest on their podcast. And so it really just manifested new opportunities, meeting new people. So I had the one today and I have another one on Sunday. Two totally separate topics, two totally different things to chat about, but very related to me. I'm not like, you know, I'm not guesting on like ES fucking PN talking about football. You know what I'm saying? They're very related to stuff that I have always chatted about. And so I don't know, I just thought it was cool. I wanted to share that with you guys because I do think that when you open yourself up to new opportunities, or when you take a risk, or you try something new, or you do something new, or you do something outside of your comfort zone, it can welcome in new experiences. And so whatever it is that you're working on, or if there's a project that you wanna try, or reaching, even just like sending an email to someone that you admire or someone whose work you appreciate, can open up new things and new opportunities and new conversations. And so I thought I would share that here. And also, I just kind of feel like I'm setting the groundwork for what's next for me. I am, you know, reaching a point where I'm kind of ready to make moves and make a change. And I'm starting to lay the groundwork for that. And that obviously is a process that takes time. I've never really made a rash decision in my life. Even when I made the decision to go freelance, that was something that I saved up for over a year. I want to say 12 months. I was freelancing and working extra days to save money. So I feel like I'm hitting that stage now. I'm entering this period where I'm starting to think, okay, what can I challenge myself to do next? What can I learn next? What can I try next? And I'm just very excited for you guys to see things that are happening in the next month that I've been meticulously working on in silence and in private and in secret, because it's all coming to fruition very soon. And yeah, that's all I'll say about that. But I sound so vague, but I'm just like, I'm so excited, you guys. Like, the second I was done with work this week, I went right into work. Well, done with work, I'm working on stuff and I am very excited about it. And I have been on an adrenaline kick. Like, even last night I couldn't sleep because I was just in the zone. The other night I was in the zone, I was focused, and I haven't felt like that in a really long time in certain places in my life. And so I'm just excited to share these things with you and for it to all come out, and yeah, and for you guys to experience it and talk about it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I feel like that's pretty much that. And I don't have coffee with me today because oh my God, my battery's dying. Fuck, God damn it. I don't have coffee because I had coffee earlier. It's super late in the afternoon now and my battery's dying. I didn't charge my other one, so I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't have coffee, I don't have anything, not sponsored, whatever. Oh, what am I shaking my tits to this week? A regular staple of this weekend chat is this series, I guess it would be called Group Therapy. And it's this group Above and Beyond. It's EDM. The Jersey has stayed out this week and they record their live shows, and it's just good new remixes of their music. And I feel like I just love listening to it when I'm working on stuff and I'm in a creative zone, or if I'm designing something in Photoshop or editing or creating some kind of a vector. It's good music that keeps me pumped up and keeps me focused and just kind of drowns everything else out. And so, yeah, if you're into EDM, I highly recommend. They come out with a new one, I think, every month. And so it's constantly changing. It feels like going to a concert every single week. It's really fun. And shit, my battery's dying. So I've only been chatting for like 9 minutes, and my other battery is currently in the wall and is charging and is on yellow, which means that it's not charged. But there was another thing I wanted to chat about this week as well, and it's something that I've been sharing on Instagram, and I've been getting a lot of messages about it, so I thought I would chat about it on here to go more into detail about it. It is what I am now doing to lose some weight. I have gained some weight back. And it's been making me feel like shit. I've been feeling not myself. I've been feeling groggy and just gross. And my pants aren't fitting right. And I wanted to get back on track. And so I had a conversation with my doctor. And we talked about what I did the last time to lose weight. Because the last time I lost a lot of weight, I did it without going to the gym. And just as a quick note for anyone here who's maybe listening that wasn't here last year for the weekend chats on YouTube, the last time I did intermittent fasting was last year. And the reason was because of a doctor-ordered decision. I got extremely alarming blood work results back last year involving my liver, my body fat percentage, triglycerides in my blood, and my doctor was very, very adamantly warning me and giving me warnings and telling me that if I did not get my diet and my weight and my body fat percentage under control and my eating under control, that I would be at risk for damage to my liver, possible permanent damage to my liver, heart problems. The amount of fat that was in my bloodstream that came back on my blood work was very alarming. And it was not for aesthetic reasons, it was a medical reason. And my liver was really hurting at the time. And so I just wanna put that in here. I hate talking about medical stuff because there's always someone who's gonna have some kind of an opinion about it, but that's why I did it the last time. It was something that my doctor helped me with around my schedule and around my issues that I had with eating and convenience and my schedule and timing or whatever. That is why I did it. That is why I'm doing it again. That is why he's recommending it again. It is, yes, obviously there's aesthetic reasons involved because, you know, everyone wants to feel good. Everyone wants their clothes to feel good and they don't want clothes to hurt and feel awful. But at the same time, it is also a medical thing. I don't want diabetes. I don't want a fatty liver that winds up, you know, not recovering. I don't want heart problems and blood clots and all those other things that can happen if there's too much fat in your bloodstream. So anyway, I just wanted to inject that in here real quick. And there's a video on my channel here that says like how I lost 20 pounds by not going to the gym or whatever. And I was nervous to watch it because I didn't want to get upset and feel like a failure because I had thrown away my progress. And so what I actually did was I listened to my old video to hear myself talk about what worked for me, because that video is 100% true. I did not bullshit in it. I did not go to the gym. I was not scamming you and trying to trick the girls. Like, no. And what I did was intermittent fasting. And I worked on it with my doctor and we set up a schedule because my work schedule is trash. And it's some days I'm working the third shift, some days I'm working a second shift, and then I have to check in back again at night, or I'm in at 11 a.m. and working till 8, and then I have to check back in again at midnight. And so for most people listening to this, you probably think, you know, you wake up, you get your coffee, you have your breakfast, you commute to work, you have lunch at work, you go home, you have dinner, and then whatever. It's like your food schedule works around your work schedule. And because it's just easy that way, right? Like you wanna get your coffee before you go in, and then you wanna take a lunch break, and then we get dinner at work. And so I was eating around my work schedule, and my work schedule was so spread out, and that was not working. And I was gaining weight back because I was eating too much, and eating too much in the morning, and then eating too much at night. And so I went back and I listened to my video, and I remembered that I did intermittent fasting, and that was my core schedule. So it's a 16-hour fast and an 8-hour eating window. And that, I've been doing it for a week now, and I'm gonna show you something that I've been using. This is not sponsored, this is free promo. And I tried it for a week, and it really helped me out because before, when my schedule was normal and consistent every single week, it was easy to flow into a routine. So I would wake up and I would skip breakfast completely. I would have a little bit of a lunch, and then I have a little something else when I went into work, and then I had a big dinner and that was it. So I kind of just had one meal and two small meals. Now, it's all over the place, but this app has really been helping me just stay focused and stay like in my 8-hour window, in my 16-hour fast, and it switches. So the app is called Zero and it's free on the App Store. And it's literally just this. You just get one screen, you hit start fasting, stop fasting, and it gives you at the end, like it tells you your goal. My goal is 16-hour fast, 8-hour eating, and it just logs it. So some of these days I started the fast at 6 o'clock p.m. or 7 o'clock p.m. Other times it was started at 8 or 9 p.m. And so it would just, it runs like, so if I hit start fasting, you can, the light is so bright. You see it starts, so I have to stop. And then you can edit this. So if you forget to start or stop, you can still fix it. And then, oh, someone wrote me a really nasty comment. Actually, just literally as I held that up. Which I'm gonna, I'll respond to that. So yeah, then it just saves everything. And this worked for me the last time. The last time I did it, I lost fat. I lost, my BMI went down, and I actually fixed a lot of my blood work. So a lot of the fat that was in, because I was just eating like shit too. So my liver numbers went down, my inflamed, like all my numbers were really bad. And they went down because I was controlling what I was eating. And the fat in my blood went down, my triglycerides went down, my liver enzymes went down, everything just really started calming down. My skin cleared up really well. It just really worked for me around my weird schedule. And obviously it's not for everyone. You know, if you have a more normal, regular schedule, it's probably not as hard for you. Like when I was 10 to 6, like working 10 to 6, I would go in 10 to 6, I would go to the gym, I'd have a little protein shake and be done, and I was fine. It was so much easier when it was consistent. But it's hard when it's not consistent. So this has just been helping and just giving me reminders. And it worked for me the last time. I did it with my doctor, and my doctor actually recommended it and actually told me that it was a really good idea. And so that's that. And ironically, I got a comment. Someone just replied to my Instagram story and said, oh, is this an app for anorexia? Which, like, fuck you. It's so crazy how people are so quick to judge shit, which is why I never really even wanted to share my journey on here, is because people are so quick to be like, oh, are you fasting? You're anorexic or whatever, which is not the case at all. Like, you can, if you Google this stuff, people who are pre-diabetic do intermittent fasting, and it helps lower their not triglycerides. My issue was my triglycerides, their insulin responses. So there's so many different benefits that various people can have, whether it's just your schedule is weird, you are pre-diabetic, you need to lose weight because your BMI is too high and your body fat percentage is too high. Like, there's just so many different benefits to it. And I mean, you can also do it for an aesthetic reason too. If you are a bodybuilder and you want to burn fat and you want to lean up and you want to tone up, it can be beneficial to you for aesthetic purposes, but it can also be really helpful for health purposes. So yeah, I'm just doing it again, and I'm sharing this app, and I'm sharing it on here because it helps keep me accountable and it keeps me motivated and it keeps me inspired to restart this journey. And also, it's been helping with my headaches a lot. Yesterday I had a bit of a migraine, but that was the only day where my head was bothering me. Normally I would get a migraine every single day, and I want to keep going, because I remember when I did this last year, it fixed so many problems for me. It fixed my headaches, it helped with my sleep, it helped with my body fat percentage, because I just have a lot of fat in my system and in my blood and in my liver, because I'm just not eating, I'm eating too much, or I was eating too much. And so this is helping me keep moderate, keep at a more normal rate. It's not eating less, I'm not counting calories, I'm not whatever. It's just strictly a time window, and it's helping keep me set on a time window. So if you wanna, you know, try it out, or if you just need an app to help you out, whatever, talk to your doctor. It may not be the best for you. If you are healthy and your body fat percentage is good. You don't need to intermittent fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could stick to a regular, like, you could try keto, or you could try vegan diet. Like, you could try something different. It's not for everyone. It, for me, my schedule is weird. I have a very high body fat percentage and my triglycerides are high. I need to cut that down. That's that. So yeah, that's really all I really wanted to chat about this week. There's really nothing else going on. I'm in full hunker down work mode with projects that are coming to light very soon. And I'm excited about it. I'm like literally, I'm like itching to turn this off so I can finish it and get it up to you guys, because I have other things to start working on. Also, it's fucking hot. Oh my God. It's cold outside. Why is my apartment like, I'm on fire, you guys. Oh my God. This sun is like burning my shoe. Even like where it's hitting the rug, because you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the light is like coming from the floor up. It's lighting up my rug. And my rug is so hot, so I need to close my blinds or something. This south-facing sun is hot as fuck, girl. But yeah, that's really all that's going on this week. And I'm very excited about things that are coming. And, you know, just, it's giving me purpose, and it's giving me something to do to distract myself from just the chaos of the world and the things that are happening on a daily basis. And I'm trying to stay focused and stay, like, I'm going into full producer mode. And I don't know, it's just, when I am going through chaos, I thrive creatively because it's my escape and it's my bloodline, it's my lifeline. My creativity has gotten me through so much. And so many dark times in my life, and dark periods of stress and chaos, and I'm relying on it again now, and I'm very excited to see the product of it. You guys know, way back when, my blog Reality TV Gifts was born out of, you know, I was confused and feeling lonely, and I had just graduated college and I didn't know what I was doing, and I was scared shitless at my new job. And so I anonymously started this blog to give myself something fun to do. And it thrived and it blew up and it got me so much clout on the internet, and, you know, got me kind of my job right now, because Andy loved my gifts and loved my website. So I don't know, I'm just hunkering down, and as soon as this camera goes off and as soon as this gets up, I am gonna be sitting from now until probably 3 a.m. So another 12 hours, I'm gonna be, you better work, bitch, if you will. So that is all for this week. I'm sorry that there's nothing else really going on. I'm just, in 2 weeks from now, it'll be a whole different thing. But if there's anything else you want me to chat about on here, if there's anything else, you know, I've honestly been ignoring the world this week. So I know that there's a lot of crazy stuff with like Kanye and, you know, the AMAs were this week, and pop culture feuds, and like the whole Lana Del Rey thing or whatever. I've been keeping up to date a little bit with my group, my gays. We're on a group chat. So I've been keeping up, but I've really been laying low and kind of staying MIA for a little bit. So I'm sorry this is a little bit boring and that there's not much to talk about, but you know, you will see why very soon. You will understand soon. And as always, thank you guys for watching and listening on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever it is that you are. I'm excited for the fall. I'm excited for blackout season, as I like to call it. And the holidays are coming up. Do you guys want me to do another card swap this year? I should ask you guys, if you're here and you're listening to this, or if you're on YouTube, should I do another card swap for the holidays this year? Did you guys like that? I have everything that you guys sent me last year. I have it in this closet over here where you can see my podcast mic, is like my YouTube prop closet. And I have just like lights and my projector and my Britney cutout and my podcast mic. And then I store all my stuff in there. And I have a box, and I have two boxes actually, of all the cards that you guys sent me last year. And that bear, the Build-A-Bear that sings Gimme More, she's in there. So I just have like a stuff, I kept everything. So I don't know, do you guys want me to do that this year? Because then for next month, I have to start designing something for this year that I can send out to everyone and order it and ship it and, you know, get the stuff printed. And so if you guys liked that, if you'd like to do that, like for me to do that again, let me know in the comments below. Leave me like, I don't want to say a Christmas tree because not everyone celebrates Christmas, but I don't know, leave like the little present icon if you would be interested in doing a card swap again this year. And because I had fun doing it last year, and I would actually, I mean, I was overwhelmed by it, but it was fun. So anyway, my battery is blinking still, and I think it's still going, so I'm gonna jump off here and get back to work, bitch. But have a great weekend. I will see you guys very, very, very soon with some new exciting projects that I'm so excited to share and reveal and talk about and yes. So have a great weekend. I will see you guys very soon. If you are not subscribed here on YouTube, make sure to hit subscribe or hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can follow me on Spotify, and I will see you guys very soon. Have a great one. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.